Blog Talk Radio.
Attention everyone,
If all radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
The best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited to have him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you.
There's nothing like it.
Dr. Joanna Johnston. Just figure I play some really cute little tunes there before I get rolling, right? So I'm finally here on Blog Talk Radio again on the air. I was actually going to quit Blog Talk Radio because I tried getting on and last week and no one could call in. No one could, not even any of my guests. So I was pretty pissed off, pretty pissed off by that. But I'm so grateful that I'm able to get on. What a freaking 2 months ride. I tell you, I have gone through some crap. My magical friends have gone through some crap. I think a lot of you have. My gosh, it has been, it's like from having viruses, the flu, and, you know, and then almost getting killed by a fish. I was poisoned by fish twice in February, which had mercury poisoning in it. It was absolutely horrible. It attacked my nervous system. I mean, my God. And I suggest stay away from fish and all seafood. If you live on the Pacific coast side of the United States and of Mexico, stay away from that because it has high levels of mercury and it attacks your nervous system. And that's what it did to me. It was absolutely horrible. So I did a video on Facebook about it, and I was laying around like a vegetable for 5 days. I could barely do anything. I couldn't concentrate. I was shaking. I had to go to the hospital. It was that bad. So, yeah, it has been quite a ride since January to February. It's been hell. But luckily, I was able to be well enough to do the webinar for February, and then shortly after that, I go and I have the same salmon. And boom, it hits me again for another 5 days. So yeah, it was not a playground. It was not no fun at all. It has been horrible. So anyway, Welcome to the radio show. Tonight is Monday. So Monday nights, we call it Magical Mondays. Okay. And usually it would be William and Zap. They would be coming on. I wouldn't come on as much, but they would come on and they would communicate and talk, you know, just share their stories as magicians and bring in other magicians that want to talk as well. So it's a very magical night for psychics and magicians tonight. Okay. So if you're a psychic, if you're a medium, if you're a channeler, if you're a magician as well, then this is a very awesome program for you. If you're not neither of those things, but you're very interested in those things, then you still definitely want to listen to it because it's learning more about you. The reason why you're interested in the occult, the reason why you're interested in the esoteric and psychic phenomena is because there's something within you that is exactly that, that maybe you may have the gift, but you don't know how to use it, or you're not able to master it yet. And maybe later on in your years, it will just become more evident. That's what happened to me as a psychic reader. I didn't become very psychic until my mid-20s. I started off as a tarot reader, and that's all I did was tarot. And then in my mid-20s is when I ended up having the gift. I started having these experiences, started, you know, my sensations. I started feeling entities, energies coming around me. I didn't know what the hell to do. And so I was labeled schizophrenic. I was labeled all these freaking names, knowing very well I was none of those, but I did have a gift. And my mother as well, she was very clairvoyant, and she also has the ability. I don't know if it's remote. I don't know. I would say remote viewing, but she was very clairvoyant and she could tell you what you were wearing at that moment. And she would never see you. She would not see what the heck you were wearing. You know, if she was talking to you on the phone, she could tell you what you were wearing. She was very, very, very gifted woman. But the problem was she was smoking cigarettes too damn much that kind of messed with her. And you know what? Cigarette smoking, I'm telling you right now. I mean, I got off the nicotine. I was only smoking since September. And then I stopped because it was really affecting my health. And not only that, I started picking up dark energies like associated with the cigarettes. I'm not kidding you. Like it's dark energies that are coming into your body. And I said, no more of this, you know, and I started feeling like I was being possessed and everything. So if you're psychic, stop smoking your cigarettes. I'm telling you right now, get away from that crap immediately because it's only going to hurt you. It's going to turn you nuts. It's going to make you turn schizo. Okay. Be very careful with that shit. So that's what happened to my mother. She got real ill. She didn't take care of herself and she ended up in a mental hospital for a while. She's off and on medicine. If she would have known, if she would have had some support with other psychics that were maybe more knowledgeable, that was there to help her, she wouldn't have gone as bad as she did. She would have had the support and she would have been fine today. Okay. But unfortunately, if you end up having these abilities, if you're magical, you're psychic, whatever, you're labeled as nuts, you're crazy, you need to get on some medicine, okay? And that is not the way it is. Majority of the people that are locked up in the psychiatric wards, 90% of them are psychic, but they were told that they were nuts, okay? Because they don't know how to handle their abilities, they don't know how to handle the energies. Some of them are seeing ghosts and entities and spirits walking around and they don't know. So they're like, oh crap, give me some pills. You know what I mean? I don't want to see that shit. my two children are psychic. They're very psychic. They blow me out of the water. Like they make me look like I'm not that psychic. My son can read auras. He sees spirits every single day. He sees them walking around and everything. My daughter, same thing. She can see spirits. She channels spirits. I don't know too much if she really sees many auras, but she is a channeler big time. So my children are very psychic and none of them are mentally sick. Okay. Why? Because they also have good support from me and my husband. And my husband is psychic. He's a psychic medium. I'm a psychic medium. I was told by a psychic medium years ago, trans medium, that I was a trans medium and that in my 40s, I would start to have these abilities. And I kid you not, when I turned 40, that's when I started channeling a very ancient entity. And I was really shocked, but it was intoxicating at the same time. And I said, oh, this is what channeling is all about. Okay, cool. So anyway, Yeah, I just wanted to give you like a quick introduction about myself. You know, so I'm Dr. Joanna Johnston. I am a psychic and I'm freaking proud and I own that shit. So I'm telling you all, I don't care who you are, people in the sovereign world, secure credit world, starseed world, Joanna today is owning that shit now. I'm psychic. I'm really coming out more than I ever have before. It's because I tried to hide the shit because it was a lot to do with don't want to be seen as a freak and all this other crap. You know, I can't give a shit anymore. I'm putting it out there now because it's time. It's time that because there's a lot of other people that have these abilities and they were forced to push their abilities aside just to make other people happy. And that needs to stop. If you are a psychic, if you're a magician, you need to own that shit tonight. You need to start owning that and you need to gain your power back and you need to be that and use your freaking gifts. Okay. I'm telling you this right now because do not allow society to rule you of what you think society or they think society should be like. We are coming into a time of the Aquarian age and everything is up front. Everything is out in the open. And a lot of you who maybe were not so psychic are going to start having more abilities that you never thought. So right away, you're going to think, oh, shit, is there something wrong with me? What I suggest is go to someone else that is very psychic that can help you on your path. And the good thing is I created a group called Joanna Psychic Circle on Facebook. If you love to come join us, it's facebook.com/groups/ Joanna's Psychic Circle. So you're very welcome to come on in. It's free. Everyone can join. Anybody who's psychic, intuitive, who has an interest in that, you can come on in. It's also a support group for psychics or people that are just developing their gifts. They don't know who to turn to. You know, they're being seen as weird, crazy, but they know they have a gift. This is the place to go. All right. So anyway, I'm going to bring my good friend William on. He is a magician, a very powerful master magician. And usually on Monday nights, he's going to be hosting this show. Okay, so 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Monday night, he's going to be coming on and he's going to be sharing with you his knowledge of magic. So let me bring him on the line here. Let me get him. Hello, William. You there?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. I'm sorry. Is William? Who's this? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is
Katie. Oh, hi, Katie. I'm so sorry. I thought you were William.
No worries.
It's okay. It's okay. But do you have a question?
Sure. I was trying to listen to because I guess you're going to talk about manifesting or controlling or creating what you want, and I'm trying to change some things going on.
Yes. Well, go ahead. Bring it on. Bring it on. Whatever it is that you want to know, I can help you with that.
Sure. I'm trying to figure out something. What's going on with me and money, or me and employment? I'm trying to figure out what's the issue or.
My cards. Okay, no problem. Actually, do you want me to start this off with a reading? I don't mind doing that. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood.
Okay.
So it's always good to start off with a reading, and then I can see where we can go from there. Because the reading just basically tells you, okay, this is where you're at right now, and then blah, blah, blah. But you can always change the reading, okay? Right, okay. Let me see. See what I'm picking up for you right here. Your name one more time?
Katie.
Katie. Okay, Katie. Let's see what I'm getting here for you. I'm using my cards right now. I always start with my cards. Sometimes I'll get some spirits that might come through, but if they do, I'll let you know, okay? But not always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. William was supposed to get on, but it's okay. I'm going to... Okay. From what I'm getting here, I'm getting a lot to do with new beginnings for you. There's going to be a new beginning, a whole new, like you're at zero point. Congratulations, girl, because zero point means that you are down to the bone, but it's a good thing. Something is getting you to start all over again. like maybe you've noticed a lot of things kind of leaving you, like maybe an old job, old work, or old people, or people that were in your life. A lot of that has been blown out of your life. But I'm getting hope. The star card pops up and it's saying, don't worry, there is hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And you're going to be recognized for your abilities and your talents is what I'm picking up. You're going to be recognized in the very near future, but you have to learn to express yourself. You have to come out and really communicate and utilize your throat chakra, because I'm getting the throat chakra on reverse. Just, you have to really express yourself. Your third eye is opening up is what I'm picking up too. Things are going to start working out for you, but right now you're at 0 point, and I can help you with that. This is the most amazing time because I'm at 0 point as well. I was at 0 point in January, had everything blown out of my life, same thing, and not knowing where to go, what direction to take. And for you, it's saying it's just what you have to do is just start focusing on what you want. Just create. It's creation, okay? Have you ever heard, and if I were you, I'd write this down. Please write it down on a little notebook. Have you ever heard of the five Tibetan rites?
No. I thought you were saying the four agreements or something. No, the five Tibetan rites.
Okay. This is what I teach my students. And my students, they do this every day. And you could look it up even on YouTube, the five Tibetan rites. It's basically an exercise, an ancient exercise by the Tibetan monks that's like 5,000 years old. And you wake up in the morning and you do these five quick exercises, and they're known as rites. And what it does, it energizes your chakra points, all chakras, and it turns you into a vortex. And the coolest thing about it, this is what will get you to start manifesting quickly. So if you wanted to know about manifestation, this is a secret that's been kept from a lot of people. They just say, oh, you just use it for your health, for longevity, so you can live a long life. And yes, you can become healthy. Sure. But it's also an engine to start getting your manifestations rolling faster. And it also gets rid of low confidence, fear, negativity, you know, those thoughts that when you try to manifest something and you visualize something and then you're like, oh, I don't know. It might happen. It might not. I don't know. Well, guess what? The five Tibetan rites, if you practice this every day, it's going to get rid of that part of yourself. All that fear, all this crap that is pushing your manifestations away from you is going to come into your life faster. So don't worry. I trust me on this one. You start doing this for a week, you're going to write me and you're going to tell me, I know it. You're going to say, oh my God, my life has just gone topsy-turvy. It'll be kind of crazy though. Okay. I'm going to tell you straight up. It will be crazy the first 2 days. You're going to be like, oh my God, it seems like there's a lot of blocks and I don't know what the hell's going on. But after that, it's just going to start smoothing out, and then life is going to get easier. You're going to start getting better parking places. People are going to be nicer to you. Things are going to start flying into your life. It's going to be so freaking magical. So hopefully that helps answer your question.
Thank you. Actually, you know what? I did just look it up. You know what? It's like kind of like something like yoga. Is it like yoga poses and mantras or something?
Yeah, but it's more of kind of, but
I read it.
Yeah.
It reminded me of something else that I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's fast. You have to do it like kind of quick. Each exercise contains, it's 21 repetitions, okay, 21 times. But start off at 5 times and then work your way up every day. Don't kill yourself, okay? The first one is you've been around, and you know it'll tell you all about it. So all of you listeners out there, the five Tibetan rites, okay? So get on it, girl, and I'll tell you right now, your life's gonna change. All right, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, so I'm So William's not able to get on. What's his number? Ask him. What's his phone number? Hi, everyone. So that was pretty cool. That was a cool call right there. So anyone who listened to this call already, look up the 5 Tibetan rites. Get on it, folks. Come on. I know it might be difficult. It might be a very difficult thing. You might think, oh my God, I have to turn around. I have to spin 21 times. I got to do these exercises and movements. What it's doing is getting your chakra points to start moving in a way where they start spinning in a very fast clockwise direction. Okay. When they spin in a fast clockwise direction, it rejuvenates your body and you end up looking 10 to 15 years younger. You start feeling better. You start feeling so good. It is considered the fountain of youth. Okay. I have a book. I have two books you can read for free. Just go to joannajohnson.com, joannajohnson.com. And I got two ebooks for free. Just sign up, subscribe to my page, and you can just download it. Okay. And you will, it talks about the 5 Tibetan rites. One of it is called the Fountain of Youth book. And that book has the 5 Tibetan rites. Okay. So it's very, very, very awesome. We have done it. We have actually been doing it. We do it every day. And okay. So this is, which one? No, it's the same one, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Fine. Hold on 1 second. If this is, trying to get William on board here. William, is that you? William? Okay. Nope, it's not.
Try the other one underneath.
Okay. Hold on a sec, guys. William, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, it's about freaking time, boy. Where the hell have you been?
I've been trying to dial in, and it kept disconnecting me.
Ah, goodness. Yeah, that's a downfall, I know. Blog Talk Radio for you.
Yep, but so, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
So this is Magical William. He is a magician. And go ahead, and I've already introduced you and everything, so say hi to all our viewers and tell them exactly about your background and everything. Come on down.
Sure. Hi, everybody, and this is William. I've been a practitioner of magic for 35 years, and I am currently offering lessons for anyone that wants to learn magic, manifestation, all of that. I also offer services if somebody just wants the spell work for whatever the reason. I can also do that. I was a little bit about me. I was on the light side path for a lot of years, practicing essentially white magic. and in 2008, I switched over to the left-hand path, which is a quicker way to ascension, and it is actually far more rewarding. So, so anyway, I've been on the left-hand path ever since, and been helping people with magic, with manifestation, with getting jobs, with getting, you know, new relationships or getting rid of old unwanted relationships, helping people find a better job, help people get a job, help people increase their business. I'm good with lawsuits. If you're having a lawsuit problem, you can hit me up. I can take care of that for you.
Yeah, I remember you helped me with a lot of things. And I can tell you, I can vouch for William big time, everyone. He has really helped me with dealing with situations, especially lawsuit situations, to a point where there was a lady that I ended up suing. She was a landlord in Mexico, and she tried to screw us over because we didn't speak Spanish, to a point where if we didn't pay the rent a month, she would actually steal our furniture. She would steal our furniture. And my lawyer came in and said, you need to move your furniture out of there. She's trying to F you. So I'm dealing with her right now, going through a major court battle, but she has yet to file against me. So thanks to William and Zep, I asked them for help. And I think something that you did, William, is really, really cool. She has not filed at all. That we're shocked. And she has a lot of money. She's got a lot of houses. I'm like, why the hell hasn't she filed? That is really weird. We beat her to it.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, that's part of the part of one of the benefits of, I should say, of learning magic is that you can take care of your own situations and your own problems, and when all else runs out in the ordinary, what we call the mundane world, and you've tried everything else under, you know, everything legally you can do, everything that you can do with that individual to try to get them to stop bothering you, you know, hurting your family members, whatever, and nothing is working, then you have magic on your side. If you take the time to learn how to use magic, it can be so rewarding, and I can tell you it'll become part of your life. It'll become a part of you after just a short while of practice. And once you do your very first spell and it's successful, you will be totally blown away. I mean, I can remember 35 years ago when I did my first spell, studying underneath my high priestess, because at the time I was under witchcraft. And I did my very first spell and it worked. I was totally shocked. I sat there and I thought, well, you know, maybe it was just coincidence. You know, maybe it was just coincidence. And then, so I did my second spell a little bit later on, you know, a few weeks down the road. And that landed too. That manifested too. And then I went, maybe there is something to this after all, because, you know, as children we're taught that magic isn't real and it's only in the movies or on the cartoons, you know, but it's not real. This is what we're taught. This is what we're taught by the powers that be. They don't want you to be empowered. They don't want you to come into your own power, because then that is a direct threat to them and what they want to do. So everything is set up to convince you that it doesn't exist. You know, if
exactly.
You look at, it says programming. Well, what do you think that is? It's not just shows on TV or movies. No, no, they're literally programming you through movies, through shows, to believe a lie. We're all born with magic abilities. We're all born with psychic abilities. We all have them. We just have to learn how to use them and develop them in order to be able to step into our own power, you know.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's very true. I mean, when I started seeing stuff happen to me in my life, it was like, what? It becomes very intoxicating. I always say that word intoxicating a lot. You know, once you start learning more about your power, how powerful you are, that you can create your reality, you can make things happen just through your thoughts, through your emotions, you know, and how to defend yourself as well. It's pretty awesome, especially when you're able to defend yourself and kick some ass. It's like, what? I have that power, really? You know, you tend to realize, whoa, you know, it's all in the mind. And so basically, let me ask you, William. So what got you into magic in the first place? Because I know people will ask me that a lot. Like, what? Why did you become a magician? But tell me, what got you into magic in the first place?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us that get into magic had traumatic childhoods, or we knew that we were different, as a child than the other children and didn't maybe know why at the time, which was what, you know, happened to me basically when I was age 6. I was already seeing and hearing spirits and able to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been there my whole life. And I knew I was different. I just didn't understand, you know, why I was able to see and hear them, hear the spirits when nobody else could in my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everybody in the family thought, oh, I was just imagining things. Oh, you know, I was just dreaming. Go back to sleep. So I mean, that's one thing I believe that kind of led me into magic. What was the fact that I knew I was different. I knew that my abilities were awake, at least some of them, and then the other thing, I guess, the main thing would be, you know, not being able to resolve certain situations in my life when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I was bullied a lot in school,
turn off.
Things like that, and I really didn't.
Turn off. Off.
So,
yeah.
By the time I'd reached my teens, I started dabbling in magic a little bit. I gained an interest in it and realized that, you know, I could actually affect things and it had caused positive outcomes in my life beyond and above the ordinary things you can do in the ordinary world. You know, as life, as time went on, I got more and more and more interested, and eventually at one point I became very dedicated and serious to the practice of magic.
Very awesome.
And,
so awesome.
Yeah. And one other thing I want to say about it, you know, the magic is not really a religion or anything. You can have whatever religion you want and still practice magic, or you can have no religion at all. So it's not really about religion. It's about empowering yourself.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very true. You know, when I started on the path as well, I was always intrigued by those movies, magical movies, anything to do with magic and having the power and all that. And I used to watch Bewitched all the time, and a little bit of I Dream of Jeannie. I used to watch that, but mostly Bewitched. She was my favorite. And growing up with that, and I just loved it. And her cute little kid, Tabitha. I actually met Tabitha years ago in person when I was 15. She ended up, she came to our school one time, you know, as a woman and everything. It was just such a trip to see her. I'm like, whoa, that was Tabitha. It was amazing. And she was promoting some modeling agency or whatever. And that was years ago. But yes, I have always been into the magical world. I think since I've always had imaginary friends. My mother said the same thing. You know, you were always talking to something, and I didn't know what the heck you were talking to. I don't remember my magical friend. I don't remember. I was so young back then. But I always had a thing about, like, you know, like I knew whenever the wind would hit me, I said wind hit me. My angels come to me. And I was like, what, 5 years old talking like that? Like as if I was a little magician. I never knew anything about magic. No one ever taught me that. And then, you know, I just started growing up. Then later on, I was really intrigued. Remember those little books that used to come out? It was called like Unexplained Mysteries. Remember that, those books?
Yep.
Unexplained mysteries, psychic phenomena, or psychic voyages and stuff.
Those were amazing. I had those too, and I actually watched the same shows you did.
Yeah.
Then later the Charmed ones. Yeah.
Amazing Stories. Remember that show?
Yep.
Amazing Stories, Twilight Zone, and then later Supernatural.
Yep.
I mean, that was later on though, but.
Yeah.
And Psychic Detectives, oh my God, I was like so glued to Psychic Detectives. And Narina Rainier, I just totally love her. She was a psychic detective that worked for the police force. And, you know, a lot of psychics, a lot of people that are out there, they're out there, that they've inspired me as well and made me realize, wow, you know what, you know, if they're doing it, that's awesome. Because for a long time, being a psychic, being a magician and all that, you know, we were always hush, hush, keep it underground. You don't want to tell anyone about your abilities because right away they label you as nuts. Let's turn this person into a psychiatric ward. You know, because, I mean, you can't blame them because they don't have the gift. If they have the gift, they would understand what the hell we go through on a day-to-day basis. You know what I mean? It's not fun all the time. It's not like, you know, to me, it's like, it's a curse and a blessing at the same time. You know, we walk between the worlds on a day-to-day basis. So we not only walk on the mundane world, we're actually experiencing, feeling, maybe seeing other energies along the way and entities. So it's not an easy ride, but I feel that also we're coming into an age, the age of Aquarius now, that people that never really had much of abilities before, I think they're starting to experience his abilities. They're like, oh my God, you know, at first, you know, all of a sudden I'm starting to see or sense things I never sensed before. And I think it's also the thinning of the veils. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head, Joanna.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, it's just, it's an amazing journey, people. It really is. Like, once you get started, you will be hooked for life. You will be so amazed at what you can do once you start practicing and opening up a lot of these abilities that you have, both psychic and magical. You'll just be awestruck.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it'll give you a sense of safety and a sense of empowerment well beyond anything else you could do in life. And you will just know. I mean, it's hard to describe exactly, but it's a process, and I encourage everybody out there to give it a try. Give it a try for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. And I think that you will find it extremely rewarding.
Right. It is. Well, now, I mean, there's scientists talking about it, you know, like even doctors, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Bruce Lipton, you know, they're really big in the quantum physics field. They're a lot of them are neuroscientists, they're medical doctors, cellular biologists are actually proving that our beliefs create a reality that symptoms, let's say like illnesses that we thought was inherited by our family members is false, that it isn't inherited by family members. It is inherited by the environment due to the way that we think, due to the way that we think and believe. Yeah, that's what it is, our beliefs, which in turn creates our behaviors, okay? So they're now putting it out there on the mainstream that, yes, your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts make you sick. Your thoughts can make you feel good. Your thoughts can do wonders because it's like a projector. Your thoughts and your emotions combined together can create your reality. And you got to be careful because when we're on autopilot, we're creating our reality all the time, and we're also creating the things that we don't want as well. So I would suggest if you're kind of a little bit skeptical or you're like, it's interesting, but I don't really know about the whole magic thing, get the book called Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. He is a medical doctor, and he proves it right then and there that yes, your thoughts, your beliefs create your reality. And he goes into the scientific specificity. Okay. He goes into the scientific descriptions of why and how the mechanics of why and how it does work. So me being a Virgo, you know, Virgo, I tend to want to know every little nook and cranny sometimes of why does it work? How does it work? You know, and it will be, it's amazing because once you start to see the how and the what, then you'll be able to have more confidence in giving it a try. The reality that we think is a reality is actually, according to Bashar, is a dream. This mundane world that we're living in is actually a dream. And when we go to dreamland, when our bodies are sleeping, okay, our souls actually leave our bodies every freaking night. Everybody leaves their bodies and astral travel into the dream world, which is the real world. That's where we come from because our souls need to rejuvenate. It's very, very, very interesting. I wanted to bring up a psychic medium named John Holland. I was listening to him the other night, and a lot of interesting synchronicities have led me to him because my spirits have been pushing me really hard lately, really hard, because I've been on another path. I've been on the path of, you know, doing the secure creditor work, sovereign work, and all that stuff for a very long time. But my spirits are making it very, very, very imperative. They're saying, you know what, it's time for you to get back to yourself. Okay. I was poisoned by fish twice in February, almost died. And I actually use that time of self-reflection. Isn't that funny? Like when you get really sick, you're about ready to die and croak, you get to a point and you start to do a lot of self-reflection. Like, what am I doing in this life? What's the point of living? What's the point of being here? Right. You go through a lot of those questions. So my answer from my spirit guides was, you need to continue your magical work and your psychic work. That's what you're here to do. Don't focus too much on the other crap. Like, basically, they're very, they're like not pissed and upset, but they're very firm with me. They gave me a wake up call that it is time to use my gifts. It is time to really start owning it, because something major is going to happen. And I'm feeling it, but good things are going to happen. I feel a lot of good, positive things, William, is going to happen. Nothing like you see on the media. Like, they say a lot of bullshit, like, oh, everyone's dying, millions of people. It's bullshit. A lot of it is bullshit. And they just get you to be afraid, okay? Because my spirit guides have told me, they came forth, they said, things are going to get better. It's going to get better and better because of the energies. Things are shifting for all of us right now. Things are going to start shifting. And only for those that are operating a higher vibrational frequency, okay, like, you know, those that are opening up their intuitive abilities, they're acknowledging their true self, who they are, why we're here, they're tapping into their past lives, they're tapping into, you know, their energy work, or, you know, the true self, which is connected to your superconscious mind, which is who you truly are. But the ones that are going to have a hell of a time are the ones that are either they're pushing their true self aside. They're saying, no, I don't have time for this. I got to work. I got to make money. You know what? I was doing the same thing. I was pushing my psychic work aside and saying, no, I got to work. I got to make money. I got to support the family. I got, you know, totally acting mundane. Okay. And anybody who talked about psychic work or whatever, I said, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not that anymore. Even though I'm psychic, but I push it aside. And that was my denial for a long time. I was struggling with the material and the spiritual, because I was more like, no, I was driven, you know, into the material world a little too much. And by doing that, my guides kicked me all over the ass and said, no, I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that. This is not what we put you here on this planet for. You're psychic, you're a magician, and you need to follow this path. Sure, you can have fun, you can have material things, and you can travel the world and do whatever. But if you're not in alignment with your true self, you need to do it, or else shit's about to get real right now. So many of us are going to be getting wake-up calls. I got my wake-up call. Sure you have, William. Many of us who are ignoring and neglecting our abilities and our path, we're going to get wake-up calls. And it could be a wake-up call, it could be an illness, it could be a car accident. I've been in 2 car accidents, trust me, okay? Sometimes our spirit guides will try to tell us something in our dreams and in our intuition, and if we deny that, if we don't listen, they will find another way to get you to pay attention. And that is what has been going on with me lately too, and it made me realize, you know what, I better get this right, and I better get back on path. And that's why I'm so grateful for you, William, and Zep, because you guys have always, you know, when we have our conversations and stuff, it's like, oh, my magical friends. It's just always cool to have my magical friends, and they're psychic, and we can have conversations about things that everyone else in the mundane world would be like, what you guys are freaking talking about? Are you smoking some good shit or what? You know? You know what I mean? So it's just, but it goes for everybody. Everybody who has been, you know, on a path, they know in their gut they're not happy. They're not feeling happy about where they're at in their life. And they know deep in their heart that, you know deep in your heart that, oh, this is not where I want to be. But I have to be here because I have to do this and I have to do that. What I suggest, your spirit guides are there 24/7, everybody. You have spirit guides that are with you all the time. You got your angels, guides, whatever you want to call them. All you have to do is just put it out there and say, hey, help me. I surrender to you guys. Tell me where I need to go. I don't know which direction to take. Show me signs. Tell me in my dreams. show me a sign somewhere, anything to get me to listen. I am ready. I am open. And trust me, get prepared. They will show you the sign to get back on track. So even though whether you're psychic or not, you are going to be put on the path that if you allow spirit to move you, they will move you. Okay. But a lot of us who are psychics and magicians, we already have such a connection with them. Like it's a day-to-day thing. When we're washing dishes, we're probably having conversations with them. Okay. It's an everyday thing. It's a lifestyle. It's not something that you do magic, right? Right, Juan?
Yep. It is definitely part of, becomes a part of you.
Yes.
And another one thing I want to say about it is, if you don't have the current ability to see and hear spirits, don't worry about it, because either me or Dorena or Zep, we can show you how. We can show you how to open up your abilities to be able to see and hear them.
Yeah, or feel them. Me, I'm a feeler.
Feeling comes first. Usually you become energy sensitive, and you're able to feel their presence when they come into a room or in and out of a building or in and out of an area. And then later, you usually start to hear them, and then eventually you're able to also see them.
So it
kind of usually takes that order, that pathway right there to getting those abilities. But we have exercises and things like that to get you to where you need to be able to do all that.
Well, the
and
cool
then you can
thing,
have
what? Seances. Oh, seances?
So
yeah. I wanted to mention really quick, William, because I just told the group, and I don't know if you know this yet, but I ended up changing one of my groups. I turned it into Drena's Psychic Circle. You're in that group.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's facebook.com/groups/ Drena's Psychic Circle. You guys are very welcome to come on in. This is going to be the group where all the psychics and magicians or those that want to learn about it, you're very welcome to come on in and join us. It's a free group. And William's going to be there. Zep's going to be there. Many of my friends that I've known for many years, they're in there as well. A lot of them are from the Starseed group. So, yeah, I mean, this could be a really nice little place where we can maybe hold possible seances online. You could do it online, too, you know?
Yeah.
Have you done seances?
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits.
Oh, go ahead, William. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, William. I know it's when I talk, it somehow it cuts you off. It's like weird. Like I just say a little word, and you're like, what? I can barely hear you. But what I'm going to do, William, is I'm going to hand this over to Darren, because my husband, he's also a psychic medium too. And you guys can chat. I have something to do real quick, and you guys can chat, and he's going to explain his experiences. So hold on a sec, guys. I'll be back though. I'll be back. But here you go.
Well, that was a weird one to be thrown in there when I was doing something myself. Yeah. There's quite a story, because strange on how psychic abilities actually come to us when we're younger. I didn't quite hear your story earlier on, because I'm not listening to the other thing, because I'm quite busy myself on the other computer system. But let you know about mine quickly, just while she's doing her thing. It happened to me at a young age, and it scared the piss out of me, to be honest. You know what I mean? I was about my young teen age years. I was like,
yeah, but certainly that's the first time, a few times it happens. I had the same experience.
Yeah. Well, when mine first kicked in properly. I was on a bus coming home from school. So I was like at high school. I was about 13, 14, maybe 14, I think, when it started kicking in really hard. I mean, I had experiences when I was younger, but then they stopped and there was just like little glimpses, boom, boom, every so many years. But when I was about 14, I think I was about mid halfway through my high school. On the way back on a bus, I went upstairs on the top deck. There was like a handful of people up there, and it was weird when I could hear voices as if they were right next to me, right? But obviously I knew that the sound was not coming from like downstairs, people downstairs, because you can tell the difference between the stairwell and you can hear voices in that direction. But this was close proximity, and I'm looking at all these other people. I mean, most of them were like sitting on chairs by themselves, and there was one or two people that, you know, like were whispering, talking, but these voices were loud in my head, like we're talking now, and I'm trying to figure shit out. And then as I'm walking up to the back seat, I'm like looking at people, moving my head, and the words were changing from one voice to another, and I'm thinking, whoa, hang on, there's something here. And I'm looking at people and I'm actually hearing what they're thinking. That's when I'm thinking, what the frick?
Yeah, that's telepathy.
Yeah, I mean, now it obviously through the time, I mean, it was scary at the time and it drove me nuts for a bit. But I went to my grandmother visit. I went to my grandma's one afternoon just to see how she is, because we've moved back in the neighborhood kind of thing. And I started talking to her about this thing, and well, because I couldn't talk to my mom, I couldn't talk to my dad, because they just thought I was like, yeah, whatever. They thought I'd started smoking some shit at a young age or something. And I started talking to my grandma about this, and she says, don't worry, you're psychic. I went, how do you know? I says, because I'm psychic. And she kept this from the family, well, especially from the kids, obviously, yeah. But it obviously missed my mom and went to me from my grandma. And she had like medium mystic traits. She was like reading tea leaves and all these other kind of things that she was doing. And she over back in England, we call them spooky meetings, but they're just basically psychic group meetings where the psychics come together, the mediums come together, and they practice on each other, reading each other and all that kind of stuff, and explaining and talking about their experiences. Well, I went up and I had a few of them target me, thinking, well, oh, I've got a lot of messages here. Everybody was like saying, oh, we got messages for you, nobody else in the room today, but you know, it's all pointed at you kind of thing. I'm thinking, wow, shit, okay. And so I just went with it, and it was a kind of thing, well, something I was supposed to do. But obviously at that time, when I grew a little bit older, when I got to about the age of 21, that's where I started my DJ career, and it sort of like drowned it out a bit, because like the loud music drowned it out the voices. And then there was times throughout my life where I dabbled a bit, and I thought, well, okay, I was in my 30s. I think this would have been about 2007, 2008. That's when I was at a hotel. I was a general manager of a hotel. Plus, that's where I was DJing there also. So I had like a double job there, which was kind of cool. All the people, well, most of the staff that was under me, we all kind of like had parties on the weekend, and everybody seemed to like come to my house because I had like a nice house and I had like a projector and a big ass screen kind of thing. And what kind of, and so, well, words got out after a thing that happened on stage one night when I was entertaining a wedding party. One of my buddies was there taking photographs so I could put it on the screen for the the projector system for people to see after the buffet kind of thing, you know. So we'd saw one photo of a big light in the street going through one of the woman's young, she was like a youngish woman, like in her 20s or something, shooting, it was like a lightning strike shooting through her body. And I instantly picked up that it was her grandma. And then my buddy showed me, and I says, oh, that's this. And I explained. He went back across to this family, and then he come back with a white face saying, damn, yeah, it's their grandma. The husband just turned around and says he's just lost his wife recently. And so since I connected to the energy, then I told him, I says, well, look, after the show, after we finish here with the party, come on stage, we'll have a private reading. I'll since I can pick up on the energy, I'll, you know, pick it up again. So I went back into it for a short time, and once word got out with that, with all the staff used to come round my house for parties on the weekend, they started treating me like a freaking circus act. So at first I loved the attention, but I got a bit sick, you know, thinking, well, I'm not a circus act, you know what I mean? There's more to life than this bullshit. And then I put it on the back burner for a while. And now it's funny how the universe seems to put you out there thinking, well, nah, you can't hide from this. You've been given these abilities to do something in your life. Use them. Because really, when you think about it, us mediums, magicians, mystics, whatever extraordinary gift that you have out there, you have it for a reason. And it's no point putting it all on the back burner, because if you weren't meant to have it, you wouldn't have it. Makes sense, you know? So here I am back again, thinking, well, okay, it's resurfaced. So we got to do something about it. And obviously what we're doing on top of what we're doing, we're incorporating it with our teachings and thinking, okay, we got to come out to the world and just make this shit happen. So when you were mentioning that stuff happened at an early age for you, what happened with you again? Just quickly, briefly run me through your story, because I missed that before.
Yeah, I was the age of 6 when mine first started. My parents had had a large piece of property. It was basically a field, and it was sandwiched between two roads. It was probably 5-6 football fields long, so it was pretty long field. At the far end of the one end of the field, we had an old house which burnt down, and so my stepdad decided he was going to build the new house at the other end of the field along the other road. Well, he did that, and we moved in. And I started having trouble very shortly after we moved into that new house in my bedroom. I started having the appearance of spirits and strange noises in the bedroom, heard voices, and I would see things, you know. I would see ghosts. I would see other strange things going on in there. And at the age of 6, you know, that's a pretty traumatic experience for a 6-year-old to go through. So, like you, Aaron, I was totally terrified. I was petrified, to be exact.
I think I was actually about that.
What was going on? I mean, really didn't understand the why. And every time I would complain to parents and family members, you know, they'd look at me, oh, you're just a little kid, you're just imagining things, or you're dreaming, go back to sleep, there's nothing in there, you know. And that went on for years, and it drove me nuts. But I knew that I was different than other people, because they didn't hear them or see them, only me, until I had a babysitter, and then the babysitter had seen them one time when we were playing together. In my bedroom, while my parents were gone playing cards with the neighbors, and my babysitter actually saw and experienced something that happened in my room, And she ran and told the parents, and, you know, they still didn't even believe an 18-year-old. I was devastated at that point. But I knew I was different than other people, and I knew that what I was experiencing was real.
Mm-hmm.
And the babysitter kind of confirmed that for me.
Well, that was great.
Which was good, yeah. So, but, you know, it's been both traumatic and rewarding at the same time because once you understand what it is that you have, what kind of abilities that you have, and why you have them, then it goes from traumatic to something of value, something that you can learn to tap into, something that you can learn to use to your betterment, to enrich your life. So, you know, it's a journey. It's an amazing adventure, I call it. Probably
yeah,
the
totally.
Most amazing adventure you'll ever be on in your entire life. I mean, for real, this adventure has been 35 years in the making for me, not even counting those childhood years. So it's been an amazing adventure. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Good experiences and bad experiences along the way, you know, you do. But all in all, mm-hmm. if I had to do it again, I definitely would do it again.
Well, yeah, I think my first experiences would have been around about that age, actually, like the 5-6-year-old mark. But when mine first kicked in properly, right at its max, was obviously early teens. But yeah, about 5-6, I remember seeing things at the corner of my eye, seeing shadows in the room as the realms were blending. Because obviously, with the gifts that we have, we actually are walkers between worlds. Because we get to experience both sides and we can obviously interpret messages for those on one side or the other. And just like Griffin on Men in Black 3 said, it's a gigantic pain in the ass, but it has its moments. But yeah, that's our gifts all over the place. Yeah. But as Joanna mentioned, there is a group out there that... she's just made Joanna's Psychic Circle. If whoever's listening to us can find that on Facebook, that's Joanna's Psychic Circle. We got a bunch of stuff out there we are going to be adding on as we go along. Obviously, William will be in there as well if anybody needs to find him. He's a great magician as well, by the way. So is Zep. I'm not sure if Zep's on tonight.
She's actually... not going to make it tonight. She is doing a birthday party for her child. Yeah.
Oh, well, bless. There you go. That's more important.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She'll be on the next show, obviously. Magicians, when it comes to that kind of stuff, we're not talking magicians as in like card tricks and coin tricks and stuff like that. I'm talking the real Harry Potter shit.
Right. We're not talking David Copperfield or anything like that. We're talking... those are illusionary arts. We're talking real magic, yeah.
Real
like
magic.
Merlin.
Yeah. Like yeah, exactly. It's all about Merlin magic. It's I don't really know how to explain it. It's just part of the energy that you have because everything is energy. Everything is matter, and us as magicians have been taught or learnt in such ways on how to manipulate or enhance or extract or add certain kinds of energies, which obviously can change parts of reality, manipulate certain events, redirect people in such ways. The list goes on. I mean, like I say, this is real Harry Potter Merlin stuff.
Yeah. To sum it up in a nutshell, basically what Darren means is, he means basically what we're doing is we're taking our own energy and we're programming it and then sending it out to where it needs to go in order to manifest or produce the results that we desire or that we need.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. And obviously, it's not none of this hocus-pocus mumbo shit. This is actually real because we live it. We see the results. Testimonials are there. People believe. People see. Once you realize how it's done, this is for real, you know. So, and obviously, William here, you hold classes, I believe, about this stuff, as well as taking on people who have any basic kind of problem that needs solving, from good or bad, if they need anybody moving away from an equation or I don't know, there's a bunch of stuff that you've done for us, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do. Did we get into your curriculum of what exactly you can do for people?
I can do just about anything somebody needs. You know, everything from love to luck magic to increasing your business to getting a better job or a new job, getting rid of that ex that won't go away, court case, pretty much anything that you could think of in ordinary life that needs a solution that you couldn't solve or you can't seem to solve, you can come to me or Zep Tepe. You can find us both on Facebook in the group that Darren mentioned. Also, you can message me on Facebook. Just look me up in the group members area and send me a message. Or you can also reach me at my email at pissedoff1019@yahoo.com. That's pissedoff1019@yahoo.com. And you can just drop me a message and let me know what you want to take classes or if you want a spell work done for you. I'll then let you know what I need in order to be able to do that for you. Or where to sign up for classes. Usually right now I'm doing the classes on Skype. At the moment, that platform is going to eventually change to something better here, probably Zoom or somewhere. Right now I'm still doing them on Skype for those that are interested in lessons. Or if you just want to hit me up on Skype, you can look me up under William Miller.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of people out there that's actually teaching this stuff and all this kind of stuff, but I've known a lot of them, like, not to be that successful because they're either missing elements or they're not as strong. Their energy isn't as strong as what we've come across with you and Zep. So, yeah, I mean, I can thoroughly recommend you two guys, strong, powerful magicians in what it is that you do, because we've had them both do things for me and the Mrs. Drew. Total success in everything. You know, it's amazing. We've had things like the ex, her ex's mother move far away. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, William. Thanks to you for that. I mean, that was your doing. Damn. There's a lot of intention out there. When people actually think, well, as soon as magic's mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of fear and a lot of controversy with magic because it's all down to that theology of the witch hunt or the witch master. And what happened back in the olden days, back in the medieval times, where, they hunted for witches and they hung us off bridges or set fire to us. And, you know, it's, well, try doing that now.
Right.
try doing that now. There's no way in hell you can. because there'd be an uprising, because once word would get out there, I mean, if one of us was actually, you know, poofed, there'd be a whole legion on your ass, and it won't be just the witches on you.
Yep, true.
Because
people tend to fear what they don't understand.
Exactly.
And if they would just take time to understand it a bit, then they wouldn't be so afraid of it. You know, magicians and witches and shamans and light workers and the ceremonious and stuff. They're not evil people. They're not bad people, at least not the majority of them. We're just people who choose to practice our magic, who have abilities and who want to develop more abilities to improve ourselves and the lives of the people around us and to help others. I mean, there's a lot of them that are out there as well that try to help other people. You know, and
exactly.
It comes,
service to others.
Comes down to just, you know, if you want to learn magic, you have to be willing to put the time and the practice in to get the benefit out. Practicing for 2 or 3 months is not going to be enough time for you to really gain a lot of ability. You really have to put some time into this. Usually by the time a person's put 5 or 6 years in, they've pretty well mastered at least in one discipline, in one path, in one type of magic. And after that, boy, it just really empowers you to the point where you never thought that it would ever be able to reach, that you would ever be able to achieve.
Exactly. It reminds me of that movie with Nicolas Cage, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Brilliant movie.
Right,
that's a classic example where the young kid couldn't get it to start with, but
yep.
Practice, persistence, patience, and just keep going until you get it. And then eventually you can build on it once you've set the foundation of your skills. It's amazing what you can actually achieve. That's why people are so scared, because they think that people like us are here on destruction mode, but no, just like William said, most of us are here to actually help, because we all have this gift. Some are dormant, some don't even realize, but all these psychic special gifts that we, each one of us have in various ways, we all have this. It's just that you need to learn how to use it. And obviously, these gifts do come with great responsibility, because karma has a way of biting you on your ass if you misuse it. But just like William says, him and Zep obviously hold classes to teach you how to use this specific thing. We will be holding ours, Drew and I, once we put that together for our kind of mediumship psychic thing. But everybody, these abilities exist because they were given to us as human beings. But we're all spiritual souls having a human being experience with the gifts we were given, with the gifts we came here with, to experience all that is in this realm of existence. So really, there isn't any fear out there. There should not be any fear. It's all down to everybody being what's that word? It's like they're being misled through other entities that have been battling against the balance of things. But just like William mentioned, there is some bad people out there, but there's a lot more good. And we obviously make that balance to create and help what it is that we do every day. And we actually teach that mindset so people can actually understand. We prepare people for such levels for what it is that they seek out in their life, because everything is possible. I mean, just going off onto there, thinking, well, when you, people ask, there's got to be something more to life than just this. They're doing the 9 till 5, slogging their ass off. One job, two jobs even, three jobs sometimes. I mean, it's possible. I don't know how, but, you know, you're doing like 100 hours a week, which is like basically what the hell? Just for enough money to pay your rent, to put food on the table, to pay the bills, and maybe, if you're lucky, have a little bit left over for a to maybe put away or have a little bit luxury until the next paycheck. So you got to ask yourself, well, what am I really here for? 4 questions, actually, I would ask yourself. And that is, the first one is, who am I? The second one is, why am I here? Or like, why am I where I am in life? And the next one would be, what do I intend to do about it? So you got the who am I, where am I, what am I, why am I where I am, and what do I intend to do about it? But obviously you've got to think of yourself as you are an individual expression of divinity that has come here to express all that you are. Because you are infinite energy. Your source of life is your spirit, your ghost, your soul. You live forever. These bodies you actually live in are temporary vessels, just as you coexist in this level. And,
right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think. I mean, I came here that I may have life and that I live it more abundantly, because that's what it's all about. You've got to live life to the maximum. You've got to experience life. You've got to be able to express what it is that you have inside you. And that's what gives you the power. That's going back to being a magician, because being a magician is actually understanding and having no fear to express it. And that gives you the clear channel on the ability on how to manipulate the energy. Am I right?
Yeah. And also adding to that, you know, you begin your journey on the inside, on the inner you. That's where it all begins. It begins with you. It doesn't begin with things external. It begins with inside of you.
Yeah.
Finding your own power, finding, you know, figuring out who you are, just like he said, and what your purpose here is on this planet, and why you've been put here, or why you came to this planet. Because, you know, some of us are not from here. So,
yeah.
You know, we're souls that are, our souls are from other places. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, you go and learn the inner journey first, and when you get a certain level of experience with that, then you can start causing effects externally in your life situations. I'll give you a perfect example, everybody. And it is a very simple example. Anybody can try this. Let's say, for example, you need a new car. Okay, so what I want you to do, let's say whatever it is that you need in life, just go get a picture of it. And get that picture and print it up, you know, 8x10 or 11x14. And I want you to tape it to your wall in your bedroom, right where when you first wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or whatever, that's the first thing you're going to see. You're going to see it, you know, basically it's going to be at the foot of the bed, on the wall, somewhere where you can see it. And I want you to have a flashlight sitting on your nightstand. And every night before you go to bed, you're going to look at that picture, and you're going to visualize yourself as already having that item that you seek. And then you're going to go to bed, and then he'd wake up in the middle of the night for whatever the reason. The first thing you do is you're going to grab that flashlight, and you're going to click it on and look at that picture and then click it off, and then you're going to go do your business or whatever you got to do, go back to bed, and continue that process every night. And I can tell you that within a certain period of time, that very thing that you desire that you didn't think you could afford, that very thing that you didn't think you could have, you'll manifest it. As long as you keep that process up.
The secret is actually imagining you already having it, you already enjoying it, the feeling inside you, connecting with that image. Because you need to feel inside, it all starts within inside. And you got to think and ask yourself, anything external doesn't really exist until it's been thought of by you. So everything that you see out of your eyes, or at least what you think you see, because all that is external to you is just light. Your eyes are projectors. They project light. And what you're seeing is actually what you're manifesting at the back of your mind on a subconscious level of the program that's already been there. So we've been teaching people on how to manipulate that program and how they can alter it, because a lot of people have been having the tendency of allowing the external world control their inner program. That's where the belief systems start coming in. But no, it's actually, everyone's got it like tits back forward, you know, so you got to, it's back to front. You've got to start with the inside, which projects outside, and anything externally that you don't like, you've got to question yourself, what does that actually have to do with the agenda of your soul? What's the benefits for you, for your soul? Because at the end of the day, you're here expressing enjoyment and love to your fullest capability, even though we're all still learning. Your soul itself is still learning as well as experiencing, even though it's like thousands of years old or millions of years old. All your soul, all your spirit cannot obviously be inside this vessel, what you call a body anyway. Besides, no matter how tall you are, you could be like 7 foot and you still could not get all your spirit inside this body, because it's so powerful, your body would explode at the speed of light. So that this is where the higher self comes in. And once you can obviously learn to communicate and channel your higher self, that's when you'll start to find that you get external, universal truth. Inner universal truth. It's all the knowledge of the universe. You have everything already inside you. It's just tapping into it. It is obviously what everybody needs to do. Instead of being distracted with the external world that's being placed for that very reason, the distractions. So you're living like a false world out there, and you've totally forgot who you are. And people often question, well, I'm just here to, you know, work hard, pay my taxes, live a life with the family in a little picket fence house, and then you die. Why? Really? How sad is that when you look at it? No, seriously, question things like that. Look at your life right now, right? Question it. Question everything, and then just realize what it is that we try to say here on these radio programs. It's not just me. It's not just the wife. It's not just William. I mean, there's other channels out there that talk about the same sort of stuff. So
exactly. Yep.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence, is it?
Nope, sure isn't. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of us out there.
Yeah, and we just keep growing because we know what we're talking about. and we're just getting the message across. It's in such a perpetual state of a wave that's rolling across the globe every day as we speak, and eventually we will end up back in that utopia where we first originally came from, because that's the same state as what we're all looking for, and that's where we're all heading. The name of the game is to understand your mind and remember who you are before you can actually go back home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like saying, oh shit, where's that bus stop that takes me home? I've got to remember where to find it. You got a bus stop over there, but that's not going your way. So you've got to figure out where the right bus stop is for the right bus to take you home. That's basically the best metaphor I can think of what life's all about here. Because instead of being distracted, God, it goes on and on and on. I mean, while people are, it's quite funny, while people are distracted with this Trump thing, what else is there? There's the coronavirus. What the hell is
yep.
that?
Now we have the norovirus and the new flu, and it just keeps going on and on and on, you know, on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean...
Not to say that these viruses don't exist, they do, but the powers that be are using them to instill fear and fear control. So be aware of, you know, the health risks and stuff, but don't buy into the fear part of it. Don't let fear control you. Basically, is the key here. And take common sense precautions.
Yeah.
Universal precautions. Buy masks and things if you need them, and medicines. Have food on hand in case. But like Darren was saying, you don't want to get trapped into that fear mode.
Yeah, because that lowers your vibration, and it just exactly
right.
It's not good. The name of the game here is obviously to raise your vibration, so it gives you the actual power, so you can progress better through life. When you do that, when you raise your power, you raise your energy. It also raises your power, which gives you more of an ability to attract things that you desire from the external world for you to enjoy and express more of. So that's where you got all this gratitude coming into, because you're thankful for the smallest things. The universe will give you something more to be thankful for. These are all parts of the law of attraction teachings, which is obviously all part of the Hermetic teachings, going back to the original teachings of the basis foundation of magic, because it's all learning specific principles are. That we teach just for how to put your intention out there, how to clear your mind, how to reprogram yourself, how to connect the feeling to thought. So we've got about a minute and a half left, so we're going to have to shoot off. And obviously, once again, quickly... William, shoot out your contact details. We've got a minute left to get them out. So if anybody wants to contact you, William, where do they find you?
Okay, you can email me at pissedoff1019@yahoo.com, or you can reach me on Facebook in Joanna's group. I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
Or you can come join Facebook and find me, look me up and message me. I'm also on Skype under William Miller.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to say in closing, this has been a very fun show tonight, Darren, and I enjoyed very much having you and Joanna on. I think that you and me really hit some really good points here, Darren, tonight, and
exactly. Exactly. Well, we'll all see you all again on the next show. Until then, just Be yourself next Monday, back on Magic Mondays. See you then.
Bye, everybody.